Apologies are nil, but I do have request from Councillor Babbage to walk up to attend the meeting by Zoom. Someone like to move that? Councillor Funter, no second, Councillor Meehan. I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Call for declarations of interest?
Yeah, Mr Mayor.
Oh, hang on. Yes, sorry.
Carol, you're up first, okay.
Sorry. Yes, I have a declaration of interest into the Big Ideas program, so I will switch off the camera and leave the house and then maybe
okay.
Contact me if I get again.
And Councillor Ledford?
Same thing with Big Ideas.
So what we might need to do is, Gail, if we, Beck will email you one of the declaration forms and I'll be with mine complete one before... Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
If you can complete the declarations.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sorry, it's from the drawer. Okay, we'll move on to the confirmation of the minutes of the meeting held on the 21st of November. Someone like to move that? Acceptance of those, Councillor Murphy, Councillor Mann. Are there any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Okay, if I can have a resolution moving to the closed section of council. Councillor Bunner, Councillor Wachler. I'll put that. All those in favour? Against, carried. What we're looking at there is the GM will be absent from the bill move from 22nd December till the 2nd of January. And he will retain the delegation because he'll still be around town. Chief Holliday. From the 20th to 22nd, Mrs. Welsh will be appointed acting general manager. From the 8th to the 18th, Mrs. Thompson will take control. Mr. Caldwell will be on leave 22nd February to the 4th of 22nd of December to the 4th of February. Mr. Blackhead Harlan will be appointed director. And Mr. Elshin will be on leave from the 18th to the 26th of January. The acting director of growth and livability will be determined prior to his leave.
Everyone's abandoning us.
Mm-hmm. So there's a recommendation that may be noted. And the appointments of the GM in those appropriate period. That was moved by Councillor Bunder, seconded by Councillor Mudcliffe. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Now can I get out of the place? Someone moved that way. Thanks, Councillor Freed, Councillor Mudcliffe. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Please, if you would, thanks. Okay, so the recommendation there is that the tour dates of the ARROC be noted and that Council commit to support the event by way of silver sponsorship at a cost of $1,500. And that's going to be another one, Councillor Meehan, will clean up in...
It's in the budget, isn't it? It's next October, isn't it?
Not this day.
No, I didn't know.
So I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. The next one, which is something of great pleasure, the mayoral minute regarding the name of the meeting room in the new library hub after our former librarian, Mrs. Glenys Prout. I must admit, I rang Mrs. McCutcheon last Friday about 3:30, and at 4:00, I had all that detail in front of me. Thanks very much, Nick. And I take great pleasure in moving that we name that the Glenis Prout Room. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. Thank you. Next report there is the room.
That's a real story from the paper, though.
If you want to speak to someone like Andrew, please, please get your go to.
It's before our media, it's going to be, please.
Forgive me. The next report is the Rural Country Tourism Experience Strategy and Infrastructure Business Case.
This is huge.
Yeah.
It's bigger than being there, isn't it?
I've got to take my hat off to everyone who contributed to the doors. It's just amazing.
So what would you like me to talk to this one? Is there any questions in relation to it?
Can you summarise about 200 pages for us in 2 words?
Good.
So I just have one question, Dave.
Yes.
With the funding application going forward, are we able to separately fund, or do we have to go back in all three to set funding together for implementation?
No, at the end of this, we will split the sheets with those two other councils, and we'll row our own boat.
Literally.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
My understanding is the first part has been fully funded by government grants.
Yes.
The question on the second part, so the projects, once we've decided that dollars are available, the council can apply for them in the second stage.
Yep. And there's no...
We might need to contribute or we might not, depending on what funding is.
So Catherine's all over this, so if I'll let Catherine sort of come into that halfway through. Can you answer that for us, Catherine?
May I ask if you repeat the question?
No, it's just clarifying. This report is fully funded between the three councils, or not by grant. So we're doing a work with three councils, fully funded grant.
So the business case
is fully funded. Yeah.
Yep.
And once that is adopted and agreed, I understand there's funding that we could apply for to do work, and it may be that we have to contribute some, and we can do it in stages, so we can pick which one we want to do.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, with the yes, so that's correct, all fully funded, this one completely fully funded without contribution. The next stage when we apply for funding for the infrastructure works, the delivery of the business case, the QS assessment, and the strategy is in editable form. So while the value of stage one works is just over $5 million for Gilgandra, or $15 million in total, we can pick what elements we would like to do and apply for funding. So we have put in under Get New South Wales Active an application for funding for the Windmill Walk extension around, which includes the river crossing and the boardwalk behind the Gill, and that's just Gilgandra alone. We also have the opportunity to apply for collective funding with the three councils for infrastructure works, and we would gain economies of scale in doing that. In terms of council's contribution, depending on the funding opportunity that's available, would depend on required co-contribution. So one that we had discussed at a previous workshop was a federal funding for regional precincts fund that does not require a contribution but is looked favourably. And we have discussed the opportunity to utilise some of the sand extraction that has been allocated as a possible co-contribution. But at this time we haven't got a further application pending.
And there's not a, correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, but the government has, on the back of this program, they haven't released a dedicated bucket of money to fund the initiatives out of this.
Yeah.
So we've got to look at grants, specific grants, like the active transport grant, there's other regional sort of grants that are available that we can tap into here. But this business case is one that'll lend itself very nicely to any future grant applications.
So the council, there's the recommendations there on page 18.
Okay.
Thanks, Councillor Butter, Councillor Mottler. Any further discussion on that?
Just one.
Again?
If we look at that page, whatever it is, says he puts it right last to it, in the costing, and works out, talks about the long-term maintenance cost.
It does.
If we were to do all this, we'd be looking at an extra $400 a year on the maintenance and.
How much?
$400,000. Yeah.
Maintenance and operational costs.
That's right.
Just, I think that's something that we're just going to be conscious of into the future.
Well, that would be taking account of decisions made, but.
It's a good pickup, Councillor Mayor.
That's it, the $400,000, all is done.
Yeah.
Not at this stage, one and we've made a decision.
That $400,000, is that been quantified at all? I mean, that's a lot of maintenance, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, any of the findings have been done by TQ, who are commonly surveyor, so they've taken into account any of our existing operational costs, they've taken into account standards around maintenance requirements, and they've taken into account our feedback around what level of maintenance may be required for what the works are. The river crossing would potentially be the highest amount of that, and we discussed with the organisation having a machine gone down onto site to clear the bridge after if the water is going through or debris gets on there. It also takes into account maintenance around, so if it's the entire construction work, so it would also include solar lighting on the other side. So it is, when we say the entire works, it is, you know, everything from not just the pathway and the river crossing, but also then the amenity work that goes around that. So the town beach, the seating, the picnic tables, which we may never do the entire cost of the state. And the idea of having the quantity surveyor report go into that level of detail and have this now is if we do build that into our infrastructure, that we can then build that into our long-term financial plan with that as well. Funding now from both state and federal asks us as part of the business case to submit the ongoing maintenance to ensure that once we have the infrastructure that we can actually sustain that ongoing for our community, so we're not building something that we can't maintain or keep. So that's why it's important that that it is a forecast.
I saw that in there, but then I couldn't work out what it all amounted to or what was where.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was quite stunned, actually.
With the amount, yeah. So it can show each of the report, any figures that go into there have a detail, so I'm happy to, if it's required, to show what that detail or what that was assumption was based on. But any figures will have an assumption that it's based upon. But as I said, the feedback that we gave them was around the level of maintenance, the type of maintenance that we would expect and the regularity around that maintenance. Do know that the infrastructure is in its entirety. So you will see in there that there's, I believe, 12 seating and picnic tables for the town beach. We would not expect that we would put in place 12, but we've allowed for that amount that we could then edit depending on the opportunity into the future. So I would expect it's less based on the these needs of the entire infrastructure.
It did concern me greatly, that figure I tell you, ongoing issue or whatever.
There you go. The river can be pretty unforgiving, but the crossing across the river, footings down into the in the sand, like it's just not sitting there because water's flowing underneath the
special crossing. Through you, Mr. Mayor, with the concept designs, it has been architecturally reviewed. So the engineers have reviewed what the concepts are in terms of the quantity surveying report and what has been built in, which includes piers into the ground and its concrete piers and steelworks. And now I'm obviously in the review.
It would be lovely to be able to take it all
Okay, councillors, so I'll put the recommendation there. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. The next report there is the preparation of the planning proposal.
Welcome, Christy Casey.
It's a really good time. So, Mr. Alston, did you want to speak to this at all?
Oh, through
three, and Mr. Mayor, I think if there's any questions, I'll get Mrs. Casey to answer them.
We'll stay through to the keeper.
Just reducing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor. I do want to say something. Mr. Shear has since come back to us and advised us that.
I think we're just withdrawing the report.
Now. Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, so the report has been withdrawn?
Yep. No need to consider it.
Can you not okay, the next one.
The background of that is that we've already determined it. It has a change. The landowner had a change of mind, so we wrote the report to reflect the change of mind. But then he subsequently changed his mind, so the decision of the last council meeting stands. So let me. Sorry.
Thank you.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah, you might. But you're advising me. Request for variation of the control plan. 20 Wombourne Street, Kilgandra.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'll get Mrs. Casey to answer any questions.
So we've seen the visual diagram there and the setbacks and that sort of thing. I think we're all pretty familiar with the DCP and
yeah.
So are there any questions to staff?
Pretty straightforward.
Okay, moved by Councillor Mann, seconded by Councillor Mockler. Any further discussion? I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. Under the Gums Festival 2024. Now, if I understand this correctly, we can't wait for our normal budgetary process.
No.
Because if we wait until then, the birds are flown, so to speak, and very few are available in regard to entertainment.
Yeah, that's right. The commitment to trying to lock down a marquee entertainer is critical for this process. And by waiting until council meeting in February is another 2 months away, so hence the reason why we would like a decision around that. But I'll let Neil speak to this decision before.
So, through you, Mr. Mayor. Mrs. Larkin basically prepared the report on my behalf, so I'll just hand over if there is any questions as a lead for the project. But
then
as the general manager said, it really is a timing issue, and the planning crews are all together now and starting to make decisions. And obviously the first question that comes up in each meeting is, what sort of a budget have we got for that particular activity? And that makes it difficult when at the moment it's an unknown. So I'll just go from there, Mrs. Lane.
So this report, by its acceptance, guarantees $100 in the budget, $100,000 in the budget.
Mm.
In
that $24,000-$25,000.
Yeah.
$100,000 in his budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Whitton, the budget for the expenditure is $160,000.
Mm.
Can I suggest that we guarantee up to that amount rather than the extra 40? So we've got.
If I could clarify, $160,000 would be for expenses, would be the $100,000 underwritten by council and the $60,000 that we have guaranteed in Stronger Country Communities funding. So we're expecting or have forecast additional income, but the expenditure is only to $160,000.
Okay. So you've got Stronger Community Fund $60,000 and the Glencore Community Partnership $50,000. And ticket sales 40.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, essentially we're asking the underwrite for the sponsorship and the ticket sales.
So that's I'm saying 60,000, which would take your income from 110 up to the $170,000. That's what I'm suggesting. And we limit our contribution to that and make a budget thing. And if you get, if you get more ticket sales, get more sponsorship, the council doesn't have to pay the 6,000. So at the end of the day, we pay the 6,000.
So,
that might be
yeah.
6,900.
Just the preference, the reason behind all this, if you take the possible community partnerships funding, the possible ticket sales and the possible sponsor, well, they're all the unknowns at the moment, and we're relying on that sort of, so that adds up to the $100,000, so that's why we're asking for $100,000 to potentially, and if we get those, I mean, we're going to get ticket sales, there's no doubt there, but whether it's at that level or not.
Well, in the budget in our report, so it's grant $60,000 in income. Graincorp Community Partnership 50 that we talked about, which is 110. And ticket sales 39.5. But I'm saying if we get to 110, the actual budget and expenses are showing at 160. So I'm saying 100, if you've just got nothing else, 60 and 50, 60,000 from the stronger communities, 50 from Graincorp, and 60,000 underwritten by us.
The Graincorp Community Partnerships funding is not committed. It's not. They haven't committed to that yet. That's us saying that we're going to go exploring for that. So what we're saying is that $100,000 is made up of that.
I'd like to come back to the budget of 160 million. So but if we say 100,000 and subject to Graincorp money, we reduce it.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, that's exactly what we're looking for, is an underwrite rather than a budget. So if Graincorp is, if we're successful with sponsorship from Graincorp, that takes away the need for the council contribution to that. So really we're just saying if we have less ticket sales, if we have less sponsorship, if we have less commitment from other parties, that council is prepared to underwrite at this stage, so we know we've got a guarantee of a particular budget. And if sales are higher or sponsorship's more,
that's
a benefit to the council side of things.
It's probably saying that basing it on 160,000 this year, I think it cost us an extra $40,000, I think.
Correct.
So I'd like to sort of be looking at the budget being 160,000.
Yep.
We underwrite up to that amount. So if we get the, if by that time next year, main crop will in, our budget for next year will be 60 million.
Yeah.
Our budget underwrite.
Yeah.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, nods all round.
I move that way, Mr. Mayor.
So what are you moving?
Up to? Is it get up to? You're going to include the words up to?
Yeah.
Up to.
So the council commit to up to $100,000. Subject based on the budget of $160,000. And any contributions reduce council underwriting.
Any sponsorship or something?
Yeah, sponsorship.
Well, this is very complicated. I just can't work out what the recommendations commit up to. 100 or 160, that's done. I don't think we need to qualify it.
So
something
we
made,
we come to budget next year and we make that sort of
So what are we going to do? Commit up to 160?
A budget of 160,
Commit up to 160,
Commit up to $100,000.
We're
under about the $60,000 committed. So the 160.
Yeah.
So the resolution, what's proposed, sounds good.
Okay, are you moving that way, Councillor Lee?
The
second there, Councillor Free. Sorry, what was the last comment? Okay, is there any further discussion?
No.
If not, I'll put all those in favour. Against, carried. Big improvement greens, big ideas program.
Oh, Doug, out now, Doug.
Okay. No much it is, too, for those listening. Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, Liz.
councillor Ross coming in just to have a listen to proceedings as the manager who prepared or assisted with the preparation of the report. We do have a list there of, there's 18 applications received in round two of the Big Ideas grant program. The last round was in 2021. And my understanding is we're just winding up the final acquittals for that particular grant program, which was a great success right across the business community. So you've got there today the next round, which totals $90,000 in grant applications, and we have an actual allocation, budget allocation for 23, 24, and $50,000. That allows us to, we've gone through, we've had a panel go through and rank the applications strictly against the criteria that was provided. The $50,000 allocation allows us to fund down to suggested ranking number 7, and ranking equal number 9s then take us to $54,000 in total. We're suggesting to you as part of that process that council at least consider down to the equal number 9 rankings. There is 14 out of the 18 that we considered met all criteria, and then there was question marks around the last 4 in the ranking for various reasons. They're outlined in the report, and obviously in the end we do the rankings based on the criteria, just an objective ranking against that criteria, but then in the end it's the council as the final decision maker as to the allocations from there. But so certainly there's 14 of those that meet the criteria. We base the rankings around the key objectives of the grant program. And happy both myself and Mercia to take any questions around the applications or the grant process or the particular projects that are proposed.
Do we have to, if they've applied for 10, do we have to give them 10? Can we give them less than 10 or whatever?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there's two screens within the grant program. There's we promote it as a $5,000 stream 1, which is no requirement for a contribution from the business owners. And with those, there's a number of those within there, and they can put to us the evidence around the, whether that be an invoice, a quote, whatever it may be, a budget that's required with their grant application. So the stream 1, $5,000, no contribution required. Stream 2 is up to $10,000, from $5,000 to $10,000, and that requires a contribution from the business, a matching contribution. And there's no reason why council has to award a full grant to any particular project. But certainly we haven't indicated anywhere part funding, but there's no, I guess in the end that's a decision of the council amount.
So council would have a discretion in relation to that stream 2 to allow the full amount of $10,000 or less?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, Councillor Mockler, it would be at the discretion of council how that is allocated.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I have a suggestion, if I may, at this stage, is that appropriate?
Please.
Discussion. Could I suggest, firstly, I think we should maintain the budget of $50,000, or close to as we can. So can I suggest that ranking number 1 is reduced from 10 to 5, which then would allow you, if my maths is correct, to fund fully the 2 number 9s, if I'm correct. Is that right?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that's correct. Councillor Murphy. That would just come in under the $50,000 allocation based on, I think it was 54,300, down to ranking number 9.
So Councillor Mann would be pleased that we haven't spent over budget.
He's not the only one.
5 seconds of motion.
Well, subject to ongoing discussion, I'm happy to put that motion at some point. Well, contribute otherwise.
So which, what are you talking, sorry?
Number 1, 2.
Number 1.
So, 3 in Mr. Mayor at the moment. Yeah. Ranking number 1 was CWME, with a $10,000 grant application for $60,000 worth of work. And down to number 9 came to, well, it's in the report there, the figure, 54,000. You've got the exact.
Councillor Michael, are you happy to move this?
Can I suggest something along the lines, just to help with this, because the recommendation was that council determine the level of funding. So if we said that that council approve the funding arrangements as presented from 1 to 9, with the exception that the first ranking CWME allocation be reduced from 10,000 to 5,000.
Yes.
Is that okay?
And the rationale I have there is to provide some equity or greater equity between the applicants that otherwise would be the case.
Can I make the comment through you, Mayor? Number one is that his funding is $10,000 out of the $60,000 spend. And then number three, the $10,000 spend funding out of the 29. So there's quite a discrepancy in those two applicants.
So
I don't think it's a fair.
Number three come back to follow up also?
I really don't agree with.
Well, okay.
Mockler's point.
Right, fair enough. So Councillor Mockler making a resolution here. Which, have you read that, Councillor Mockler? Are you happy with that?
Well, I am, but I take into account what Councillor Pearce says.
Okay, we've brought big boys here.
Yeah.
So, and girls.
Yes.
$5,000, which is proportionally from the top three. From the two and a half, from 1 and 3.
Yeah. So what result that gives us almost?
Same result.
So three, Mr. Mayor, the suggestion is that the two $10,000 applications
be reduced to
$7,500 grants, and therefore that that allows the funding to the $50,000 down to the equal number 9 ranking projects.
How do you feel with that?
Yeah, that's taking down to 7.5, so it's 2.5 coming off number 1 and 3. So that adds up to 5.
Yeah. And that'll bring it in to 50,000 to get in and put that on the 9.
Yeah.
No. Okay, all good in the world.
I'm happy with that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, right. Sorry. Could we just have a point 2 on that if Councillor Mockler's happy with it? That a review of this criteria be conducted before any further program like this is run.
Criteria for review, program.
Okay. So we've got that. So
just to help Becky out, because that's a bit muddled, that off on the screen there. Well, I've jotted down that council support the recommendations as presented and approve the businesses ranked 1 to 9 with CWME and the shared applications being reduced to $7,500 each.
Yes.
So if you're okay, I'll sort that out with Becky. And then dot point two, that a review of the criteria be conducted prior to the next vote.
Happy with it.
Okay, that's moved by Councillor Mockley. Shall I have a second? Who'd like to second that? Councillor Peer. We've nearly got them up there. Councillor Mockler and Councillor Peer. Thanks, Beck. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? I declare that carried. Thank you, councillors. We move on here. Okay, we now move on to the committee meetings for notation. The first one was the interagency group, and it's becoming stronger and stronger, that group. The attendance of that lady this afternoon approved that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to actually make a compliment to Mrs. McCutcheon on that interagency. It really is being coordinated very professionally at the moment.
Oh, can someone let go? I'll text Gail and tell you right here. Thanks, Daryl.
Yeah, we've only got that thing in close from that thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gail would have input to that, wouldn't she? Or not?
Probably.
I'd like to offer it.
Yes.
Okay, we move on now to the Local Emergency Management Committee. The meeting of the 28th of November. And
Are you there, Gail?
Hey, I'm back now.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Gail. We'll move through the rest of it. Also got the traffic committee meeting in there. And those minutes for notation. Someone like to move that way? Councillor Bunner, Councillor Mann. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
It's carried. The next one is the statement of bank balances, etc. First one is our bank balances and account balances. Outstanding matters from previous meetings.
Mr. Mayor, just on the November 2023 entries by two, I think that what they dealt with at the last meeting. You'll be able to carry out a request.
Could have been, yeah.
That just needs to be updated.
That just probably needs to be updated.
Yeah.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we are still in negotiations around the amenities. And coming back, council requested a further report. That would be why that's still there.
So we might just mark that as subject to further report. There's no progress on it. No questions for next meeting for required action. The development applications. And our development application timelines. A recommendation there on page 55, those reports be noted. Thanks, Councillor Mudford, Councillor Freeth. I'll put those, all those in favour. Yes, carried. The next one is the prices of Category B correspondence. And that's correspondence that requires just notation, no further action. So I'd like to move that. Councillor Freeth, I'll put that, all those in favour. Is carried.
Can someone put himself on mute, please? Thank you.
Sounds like Gail's got some grandkids or something.
No, that was Mum, sorry.
You're right. on that basis, councillors, I thank you for a very productive year. Yes, I do too. Well, I can wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
That's in open or is that in
closed? No, we're still in open, as I say. And I will ask for a resolution to move into closed section of council. Councillor Priest, Councillor Mann. I'll put that all those in favour. Against Kerry. I'd like to ask our visitors to leave.
Momentarily.
We've just had a clear up a few loose ends before we consider this last matter in closed section of council. Unfortunately, or love to board you here.
I'll be doing our name, but Merry Christmas.
Are you able to bring something up out of the hub closed section? In attachment set on the hub closed section, we'll put a couple of photos in there.
Oh, right.
Like, since, you know
what
I mean?
Mark, back to the GM.
I already have.
Okay,
Mr. Mayor.
So it's 3 to Mr. Mayor.